Blog Talk Radio.
If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, who still questions the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer.
Brown Sugar Radio is the food for your soul, enriching lives with many possibilities. We embrace and uplift our community with love, laughter, and inspiration. Today, I encourage you to keep learning, keep smiling, but most of all, keep striving to make your dreams come true. It's time to believe in yourself and walk into your new journey. Buckle your seatbelts for another exciting segment on the hottest urban show on the internet. It's time to get up, Brown Sugar Radio loyal listeners. We've got work to do.
Well, hello there, and welcome back to another hot, fiery segment here on the livest show on the internet. It is your show host, Brown Sugar, and you know, I am absolutely thrilled today because we have a heavy hitter here on Brown Sugar Radio. But before I bring her live, you know I got to tell you just a little bit about Miss J. Perry. This sister is so bad to the bone. I got to say that this Hit Nation music group songstress, okay, is known for her sensational music covers via YouTube. I know YouTube is the thing. Many of you know Justin Bieber also got discovered YouTube. And, you know, YouTube is just a great avenue for music artists with this day and age. And, you know, today we're going to celebrate her hit new single called Speeding. I can't wait for you loyal listeners to get a taste of this talented artist that I'm going to bring live. I have so many wonderful things I want to share with you. She was from Los Angeles, California. She's a singer, songwriter, just to name a few. Ladies and gentlemen, I would love to introduce to you J. Perry. How are you doing, sister girlfriend?
Oh, my God, I'm great. Hey, that was a beautiful introduction. Thank you.
Okay, girl, let me tell you, this is all factuality. You're doing it, girl. Okay, wow. You are doing amazing things. I got to tell you that, you know, when I heard your single, I said, oh, I love her tone. I love her swag. I love how you get down. And Brown Sugar Radio, this is what it's about, empowering one another. And I got to give a shout-out to Alicia. Alicia's doing her thing. I love Alicia. She's phenomenal, and she helped to make this happen today. And, you know, the wonderful thing about Brown Sugar Radio is that we help to introduce up-and-coming artists, new artists, seasoned artists, I mean, all walks of life, wherever you're at. And one thing that I really love about you is that you have this courage about you that I can hear. I can hear it in your voice and your music. And I said, you know what, I've got to have her on Brown Sugar Radio because you're not afraid to set the bar high, you know, and just everything from how you wear your hair and just, like I said, girlfriend, you got it. You got that it factor we talk about. You got it, girl.
Thank you.
Okay. So let's get to know a little bit about J. Perry. All of my loyal listeners, certainly, I'd love for you to tune in. You guys take a notepad, paper, because you're going to learn from one of the best. Because the thing that I admired the most was when you said you are a student of, you know, your music. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when I was growing up, education was always very, very important to me. And that's where I got my foundation. That's where I learned how to be a woman and how to take control of my music career myself. You know, starting out, a lot of artists don't know where to begin, and the natural path for me was obviously YouTube, because I didn't know how do you get into this industry. And I put my education first and foremost, so that when the time came, I was able to stand on my own two feet and make those connections and speak for myself. And, you know, that's the most valuable thing I possibly did, was go to college and graduate and learn to be my own person, absolutely.
Now, what did you major in college? Was it music in specific or something else?
No, I majored in English, actually, with a minor in religious studies. I went to the first all-women's college in the world, Mount Holyoke College. Shout out to Mount Holyoke. And, I didn't major in music at all. I just always loved writing, so I wanted to major in English, you know?
Absolutely. And, you know, that, now see, I'm glad you said that, because there's a lot of up-and-coming artists that feel they have to go to school to major in music, all right? So you are setting the tone here and letting them know that education certainly is important. You can still pursue your dreams and get your college degree. You know, don't feel that you have to drop out of school. You know, that's not done. Don't get me wrong, okay? Please, loyal listeners, don't write me no hate mail when I say this, but this is the truth. You are, okay? You know, sugar keeps it 100. You have to have something to fall back on. You really do. Everyone won't have the same opportunities in life as Miss J. Perry has. So it's good to have an education. I even say this to athletes. You know, I've had professional athletes come on to Brown Sugar Radio. And, I mean, it is what it is. You definitely need to make sure that you're a jack of all trades, because you never know how God is going to use you. But I love it, because on your YouTube page, now y'all sitting down, because this is amazing. J. Perry has won many likes via her YouTube channel, where she covers hits from Drake, Frank Ocean, and many more that, get this, has gained her over 3.5 million views to this date. How does that feel?
Yeah.
I mean, goodness, that's man,
you know,
3.5 million.
It feels amazing. Yeah, I remember, you know, honestly, I remember the first cover I did. It was an Alicia Keys song, and it got like 200 views in like 5 months. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is so amazing. People are watching. And now it's like I put up a cover and it gets like a couple thousand every, you know, every couple hours. And it's so amazing, the growth and the progress. My fans have stood behind me since day one and really seen my voice change and develop and my look change and develop. And they've been there for the whole process. And I don't know. 3.5 sounds like a big number to me, and I'm so grateful for that, yes.
Okay, 3.5 is a big number. I'm just like, wow, that's amazing. Because you're doing this, mistake me if I'm wrong, by yourself, right? In the beginning when you did your YouTube, this was all yourself. You weren't, like, working with a major record label promoting this.
No, it was all by myself, and I didn't expect it to go anywhere. Honestly, I wanted to archive my music and have a place where I could look at my progress in a public way where I could get feedback, but it wasn't going to be from, like, my friends and family. And eventually it just took off, and it wasn't until this past summer where I connected with my label at all. So up until this year even, I was completely independent and doing it by myself.
Look at that, okay? I'm telling you, sister holding it down. Real boss lady right here, okay?
Thank you. Yes,
that's
you know,
beautiful.
You have to be independent, yeah.
You really do, you know? And how did you get discovered?
I got discovered online on my YouTube. The label actually contacted me, and my manager's email at the time, they contacted that email, and they were like, we found you on YouTube, and we want to, you know, fly you out to Miami and meet with us. And I was like, okay, you know, it sounds okay to me. And
right.
We met up, and it just clicked. Everything just clicked, and Hit Nation Music Group, they've been behind me ever since that day. So it's been a wonderful journey so far.
Now, the amazing thing that I love to share with my loyal listeners is the journey, okay? Because we all know you did not wake up overnight and become an instant success. And that's the story that a lot of people, you know, they see these artists on television and, you know, they got their songs, they get the spins on the radio stations. But yet and still, it was years usually of work behind the scenes to get them where they're at today. At what age or what point of your life did you realize you had this talent, and how long have you been working towards this dream?
I've loved to sing since I was a little child, but I didn't. It took me a long time to gain enough confidence to really pursue music full time. That was my biggest barrier. So I was in college, you know, a couple years into college before I really started taking myself seriously as an artist. And that's the point when things really took off online. It was just that mindset. I changed my mindset. I was like, you know what, I'm going to do this. I'm going to post covers every other day, every week, every chance I can. And I'm going to take myself seriously. And that's when other people started recognizing. And, you know, I've been on YouTube for like three or more years now. And it's been a long process, of course, because nothing is overnight. But it's just a lot of hard work and believing in yourself. That's really what it takes.
Wow. So do you come from a musically gifted family? Does mama sing, daddy sing? I mean, church, choir, you know, where do you get your roots from?
I actually don't really know. I know my birth father, he was a musician. But I was actually adopted by my uncle when I was younger. And both of my parents were English professors. They are English professors. And so they enrolled me in piano and ballet lessons, and they always encouraged me to do artistic things as a child because they knew I was always wanting to do those things. But as far as my family, you know, they're academic types, and that's where I got that other side, you know, go to school, stay in school, graduate, and have a plan. So I kind of have the mixture of both because I was lucky enough to be in a family that really supported both things.
Okay, I heard that, girl. Beauty, talent, and brains. Amen. Got to have it all. Jack of all trades. I'm telling you, real boss lady right here on Brown Sugar Radio. You know, that's what I like to hear, because talent certainly can get you far. But when you have the education to back it, that's what's going to keep you there. You know, it'll get you there having the talent, but you got to know how to sustain the talent and, you know what I mean, continually stay relevant and all of these things that you have, you know, are amazing, Jay, because this is what I love for the listeners that are aspiring artists or, you know, they want to sing, act, whatever your talent may be, not just singing, but you have to have a plan. Mm-hmm. And that was the magic word you said, a plan.
Right. Yeah. You know, you have to be able to study your craft. And, of course, not all artists end up going to school and doing that, but it's such a useful tool to have when you have an education. You can study your craft. You can study the business. Music is not just about talent. The industry is not just about talent. It's about business. And that's one thing that a lot of artists don't understand, and it's one thing I didn't understand when I was coming into the business. But I taught myself how to function in this industry, and that's something that you have to have an education to do, frankly, and it's so important. People don't realize it, but it's true.
Absolutely, you know, and especially when in the beginning you're independent, you have to make sure that you are very aware of, you know, the right business moves to make, because I do believe a lot of it is being at the right place at the right time, but also knowing how to capitalize on that opportunity. And that's certainly what you've done to get where you're at today. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I am going to go ahead and give it up. We're going to play Jay Perry's hot new single called Speeding. I love this song. I had actually heard it prior to having her on the show, and I was like, who is that? And so I'm so honored to have you today on the show. And so without further ado, we'll be right back. Y'all definitely keep it locked and loaded on your premier choice in internet radio. We'll be right back with Jay Perry after we play her hot new single. This is Speeding. All right.
Where I want to fall. You know it feels amazing. That's when texting you saying I'm on my way. Hope that your body's ready for me, for me. Soaring through lanes, intoxicated, texting you saying I'm on my way. Hope that your body's ready for me. You make me feel some type of way.
I'm telling you, that song is hot, girlfriend.
Thank you. Oh, no, thank you.
Beautiful. I would love to ask you, before I get into the song, could you please sing a little bit? Can you bless my ears today and sing a little bit? I don't care what you sing.
Okay, sure. You know, I know you just heard it, but I can sing a little bit of Speedin' for you guys.
Actually, I would love that. I would love that. And can you actually, you know what? Let's put a drop in there. I want you to put Jay Perry, Speedin', and on Brown Sugar Radio so I can go ahead and plug that, and I'm going to keep playing that over and over, you know.
Sure, absolutely. Okay. All right. This is Jay Perry, and you're listening to Brown Sugar Radio, and you can hear my single right here, right now. It's 2 a.m. You know I'm tipsy from this alcohol. Halfway to faded, I'm having visions of your pillow, yeah. Your bed is where I wanna fall. You know it feels amazing, that's when I go crazy. Every time we touch, every time we kiss, I swear it feels like the first time looking for your love, and I know where you live. I'm dialing your number, don't get my hopes up.
There you go.
Yeah, all right, girl. I love it. Look, I can tell the song sound good, too. We don't need no music. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, so you got to let us know what was the inspiration behind that song, or who wrote it? Did you write it? Give us all the details, girl. I love it.
Absolutely. That song was written by Pierre Madore, who he wrote and produced the track. And basically, we wanted something that was, it was young and it was sexy and current, and it gave you that feeling of just like nostalgia, like that relationship that you love and that you want to be in, but it also just like hits hard too at the same time. And I came in the studio. It was the first song I ever recorded professionally in the studio, the first song we did with Hit Nation. And we finished it in a couple hours, and we were like just jamming in the studio. We're like, this might be the single. And so there it is, you know. It's the first single, which is awesome.
Oh, I love it. And, you know, you're right, it is. It's very refreshing. And I think of myself on the freeway, speeding, top down, you know, and wind blowing through their hair. What?
I know. A couple of my friends already got speeding tickets listening to that song. They were like,
okay.
My manager called me. He's like, Jay, I've never gotten a ticket in my life, and I just got a ticket when I was listening to speeding.
Oh,
I was like, that's
see?
Awesome.
Okay. Look, the song, I'm telling you, it will certainly get you to that place. And we trying to, you know, yeah, feel good about the song. But, yes, I love it. I do. And I can certainly say that I know that you are, you know, just an amazing person. You know, you have a sweet spirit. I really pick up a good vibe from you. And I just see you going very far in your career. This is just the beginning for you. You know, I can see you, girl, you know, shoot, maybe you'll be doing Super Bowl 10, 15 years from now. You know, you never know, right?
I hope so.
There
if everything
you go.
Works out how, as planned, it definitely.
Okay. I also noticed you said you were inspired from Lauryn Hill and Beyonce, which are two of my favorite artists as well. And I wanted to ask you, in regards to Beyonce, you see she's had a phenomenal year, 2013, with the inauguration,
yeah,
singing at the presidential inauguration and then the Super Bowl. What is it that drew you particularly to Beyonce, you know, out of so many various artists? We have Janet, Mary, so many other different women. What was it about her in particular that made you study her craft?
She, you know, the one thing that I always noticed about her is that she delivers the most incredible live performance, both vocally and entertainment-wise, and she's unmatched to me. You know, she's incredibly beautiful, obviously, and she's incredibly talented, and on top of that, she's so nice, and she just comes across as such a lady, and everyone in this industry respects her for those reasons, and as I'm, you know, aspiring to be, obviously, having that sort of fame one day, she just seems like a role model and also just an incredible entertainer, and that's just the perfect combination. So,
and it is, and you know, that is, yeah. Well, the thing, you know, you hear that it can be so easy to be mean or snobby once you get to that point, and because she's so humble, you know, and can get anything she wants in the world, you know, I mean. It's just amazing to see that she's still very humble and very, and it comes from her upbringing, you know, and the thing that, so I can certainly see how you selected Beyonce. And I guess the thing, too, that I wanted to say, now, when you were studying music and learning from these various, you know, R&B artists that were before you, what would you say are some of the lessons that you've learned and applied in your career personally?
Personally, you know, I think it's so important for artists to study other artists and to know what other music is out there, and not just in their field, in other genres, other types of music. I think that's so important, and at the same time, I think it's so important not to try to mimic them and not to try to be them, because you can always tell when someone's not being themselves. And so, you know, like I've said, I look up so much to Beyonce, and I love the music she makes, but my music is nothing like hers, really. You can't, it doesn't sound like I'm trying to copy her, because I can take what she's done and the way she's done it and learn from it, but I don't need to copy it to try to match that level of success. And I think it's really important to study all you can, but don't try to be somebody else.
Right. Yes. I like that. It's very important. Be yourself. Keep your own identity. Because the truth is, people can see right through that when you are trying to duplicate someone else's style. Absolutely.
Yes.
So you'll definitely, you know, continue to gain more fans because of the fact that your sincerity and you're authentic. And, you know, people, they draw to you for that. One thing that I like is also your swag, your style, that haircut. Not everyone can wear that haircut. I mean, girl, I was like, she got a shade on one side. I was like, man. Okay, you bad mama jamma. Yeah. It's nice, but it's edgy. It's Tyra Banks. It's fierce, you know.
Yeah. You know,
were you scared to cut it off?
You know what, I woke up one day and I was like pinning my hair back and I was like, you know what, I said to my friend, like, let's go shave my head because I'm tired of pinning this back. And we went right that second and did it. And then I had this moment of panic afterwards because I was like, this might take me like 6 years to grow back. Like, oh my gosh. And then I was like, whatever, you know, there's always a good weave somewhere. So I'm good.
There you go. Oh, but I like it because it's so, I'm telling you, edgy and it's bold, you know, and that's a part of Jay Perry, you know, carving your own path, you know. And so wait till you see, I'm telling you, you're going to see so many other women and teenagers and you know, because you're going to be a fashion trendsetter now. You know that, with the shaved head and the long, watch what I'm talking about, girl.
Wow. It's always fun to see, to see people, you know, doing their own thing with their hair. And even if it's just, like, taking a bold risk, I appreciate that so much, and I'm a fan of that. Because it's like, you know, it's just hair at the end of the day. Like, it's going to
It's just
back.
Hair. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Fearless. That's what it is, girl. Fearless.
Mm-hmm.
Upcoming performances where my listeners can catch you at, your next few events that you have, where can they find you at? Before you go, I definitely want to find out.
Yeah. Well, we're setting up tour dates right now and looking at possibilities for spring break. I don't have the exact dates and locations yet, but definitely if you check my Twitter page, which is JAYY_Perry, I'll definitely be posting dates and stuff like that. The video is going to be on BET real soon, so look out for that as well. And, yeah, you know, I'll always keep everybody updated on my social media sites, so.
Oh, yeah, she's on Facebook also. Make sure you check her out. I got her on Facebook,
yeah.
Too.
Yes.
I was just going to say that. I was just going to say, we got to get you on 106 and Park. So I'm glad you were saying it's going to be on BET, because I'm like, what we got to do to vote you in, girl?
Oh, you know what? You can stay tuned for that one, because it's coming soon. So
it's coming. I'm telling you, that song is fire, and I know that it's going to get all kind of spins all over the place. This is just the beginning, you know. This is what's going to ignite your success, girl, and it's off to the races from here on out. But I have certainly enjoyed you. I knew this was going to be a fun interview. I was like, oh, I can't wait to interview her today and just kind of find out a little bit more about this Jay Perry. Who is she? What does she want out of life? Where does she see herself in the next 5 years, you know? So with that said, I want to ask you that last question. Where do you see yourself, your goals in the next 5 to 10 years?
In the next 5 to 10 years, I see myself obviously making music. I think I'll be on a couple albums down the road. I see Grammys. I see VMAs. I see collabs that my fans have been looking forward to for years now. I definitely see those. And most of all, I just see me bringing music and passion to the fans that deserve it so much, and being a big name in this industry, because I think my fans have gotten me this far, and it's for a reason. So I definitely will continue, and you'll see more of Jay Perry, that's for sure. I promise you that.
Hey, girl, I'm looking forward to it. You hear me? Well, you're welcome to come back anytime. I love your energy, your spirit, and, I mean, you just keep doing what you do, you know, because I really want to see more positive role models in the industry. We have enough negative ones. It's really good to see you carrying yourself. You know, I keep it 100. I really like to see classy, you know, and just elegant. The way you carry yourself is beautiful. So continue to do you. And I just want to say thank you so much for coming on today to Brown Sugar Radio, because this is exactly what we needed.
Thank you so much, and shout out to Brown Sugar Radio for playing Speed In, being one of the first and top of the class for that, because you guys know it's up for playing the record. Thank you so much.
All right. That's it, girlfriend. All right. Well, you have a great day, and I know you probably got some more work to do, so we're going to go ahead. I know, right? Stay on that grind, girl. Keep getting that money. All right,
you.
Jay Perry. Have a fabulous day.
All right, you too. Bye-bye. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Okay, so that is Jay Perry speeding. If you want to hear it, those of you just now tuned in to Brown Sugar Radio, you can check out the archive segment, hit rewind if you need to. Check out that. I'm telling you, that single is going to definitely be in the top 10 Billboard charts, BET, all that, MTV. It's going to be major. So if you don't know, you better ask somebody, because this is the business right here. All right, well, we're going to go ahead and exit out for the day. And the song I want to exit out with is Treat You Like a Queen. Yes, but before I do that, you know I love to end with a positive quote and a message. And the message that I want to end with today is always think and believe in yourself, because when you do, that's when your dreams will become a reality. Don't look for other people to believe in you. You have to first start within yourself. All right, you guys, make it a fantastic day. Thank you so much for tuning in to Brown Sugar Radio, where entertainment is extraordinary. Make it a fantastic day. Mm-hmm.
like a queen.